You're listening to the Table Talk podcast, brought to you by the team at Food Matters Live. Welcome to the podcast that showcases the innovations, the big ideas, and the visionaries in the food industry, questioning everything that we think we know about food. I'm Stefan Gates. I'm a food science writer, I'm a TV presenter, and I'm a gastronaut. This episode is part of a special series we're running to celebrate the fact that we've now made more than 200 editions of Table Talk. We've invited some friends of the podcast to make their own mini episodes looking back at 2021. It's been another year that'll stick in the mind, but we're doing our best to avoid the C word, the COVID word that is, as we get our guests to reflect on the good, the bad, and the ugly of the last 12 months. Enjoy the podcast.
I'm Barry Smith. I'm a professor of philosophy and I do sensory science, and we have a centre for the study of the senses at the University of London. I think the highlight of 2021 was the sense that people suddenly understood how important smell was to them. This is one of those things which, for those of us who are interested in taste and smell and working in a small niche area, people had really no idea what anosmia was, what it was to live without your sense of smell. And even if they had a working sense of smell, they often didn't pay any attention to it. So one of the silver linings of this really rather terrible year is the fact that people, when they recover their sense of smell, or even if they have lost it and are thinking about it, they come to appreciate just how important it is to them. It's important for finding foods, for recognizing familiar places, for feeling at home in their surroundings, and even feeling at one with themselves. And suddenly people realize it's precious. So I think that's the silver lining to 2021. So the big surprise for me in 2021 was that people had recovered their sense of smell after the pandemic, after COVID, even if they'd lost it for quite some time. And then they seemed to have a period of relative normality, or so it seemed to them, that they were smelling and tasting their food perfectly well. And then they suddenly had parosmia, and that's the distorted experience of familiar tastes and smells. And people were suddenly finding coffee was disgusting, chocolate was disgusting, all sorts of familiar and favorite foods were suddenly off. Now, that was surprising, but even more surprising was the fact that for the same people having this terrible reaction of disgust to lots of food, their feces, their poo, actually smelt good and smelt of food. And people were saying babies' nappies were suddenly lovely. You know, it was almost like having the laundry, fresh laundry moment with the fabric conditioner. That's very, very puzzling. So that gives us a challenge as scientists and sensory researchers, and it's pretty disturbing for patients. But that was a big surprise. So I think one thing that didn't quite go so well last year was the ability to do experiments and testing. I think a lot of us thought, you know, we'll find these gaps between the lockdowns, we'll bring people in, we'll have them eat and smell and taste things and go through a battery of the usual sensory experiments. And even though we had the possibility of doing that, I think people were cautious. Not a lot of people wanted to have extra things pushed up their noses or put in front of their noses when they were already doing lateral flow tests and PCR tests. So that's one of the things that I think was not so good. We overcame this a little bit, quite nicely. We had a conference on parosmia where my colleagues put together these lovely sensory boxes where they were able to send out some odd smells and odd flavors and experiences of getting to know what it was like to have a nose clip on and not taste things in the usual way. And that was very successful. So we were all at home, but we felt very connected as we did the testing together. So although it's been bad not to do testing, I think it's made us more creative about thinking of ways we can send things to people's homes and we can do home testing with them. That's been a good side of it. 2022, I'm looking forward to better government and getting out more, I think, like most people. It would be really nice to have the opportunity to meet with people, to share meals together, to go and see other people's labs, and also to meet with colleagues and friends and sometimes patients, and have that sense in which conversation just develops, not in a controlled way on Zoom, you know, you're on mute or it's your turn now, but so many so many parts of science and advances, creative advances, are about those serendipitous occasional conversations where things were not expected. What happens when you're stepping away from conferences to go and have coffee or to talk together over dinners? And I think that's the sort of stuff that helps make science develop and makes creativity develop. We need more of that, and I hope we have the opportunity to do it.
So that was a special mini episode of the Tabletop Podcast, brought to you by Food Matters Live. We've published a few more of these, which you can listen to on our website at foodmatterslive.com or by subscribing on your favourite podcast platform. And if these whet your appetite, we've got longer, more detailed podcasts there too. Check out the episode on the science behind hangovers, or the one where I interview my own wife about the secrets of food photography. We'll be back with some brand new episodes after the festive period. Thank you so much for listening.